What's going on, y'all? This is the Claw Athletics Podcast, CAP. But this is no cap because every single episode is super focused, super dialed in on a single health topic. And everything in these episodes is based on research and 4 years of coaching actual human clients. And most importantly, every episode is so practical that you can take action on the topic today. In today's episode, we are asking the question of, are you eating enough? So I'm going to use one of my current clients as a case study. I'm not going to use the client's name, but I'm using a current client as a case study. So this client came to me basically saying, hey, I want to lose a bit of weight. I want to lose some pounds, lose some fat, get toned, all that good stuff. And the first question I always ask before diving into how we can make that happen is, take me through an average day of eating in your life. Take me through your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, your snacks, your drinks, whatever. For this client in particular, I actually found out that this client only eats one meal per day. So for this client, she doesn't feel very hungry throughout the day. And around dinner time, she'll have one meal. And that meal generally is chicken, either in the form of tacos or chicken pasta. And that's pretty much it for the entire day. On top of that, not only does this client want to lose a bit of weight, but also this client is saying, hey, I feel sluggish throughout the day. I don't always have the highest energy, so on and so forth. And once I found out how she was eating on a day-to-day basis, basically having one meal of just chicken tacos or chicken pasta, my red flags immediately went off, right? In my head, I'm thinking, oh my God, that sounds like this person's eating less than 1,000 calories per day, probably not getting a lot of healthy fats throughout the day, so on and so forth. And so what I told this client was, yes, we care about the goal of losing weight, but the first priority is we've got to start eating in a healthier way overall. We've got to actually normalize the eating habits first before we even care about the weight loss. And let me talk through why first. So number one, the caloric intake, right? Our body has plenty of functions it carries out throughout the entire day. And what I tell every client is, your body's priority is not giving you a beach body, right? Like, your body has so many other things to think about: keeping your heart running, keeping all of your organs functioning, allowing your brain to think, so on and so forth. And if we're not getting enough calories in per day, it's no coincidence that you're going to feel sluggish throughout the day, or you're going to be in a bad mood throughout the day, or not have enough energy throughout the day, just generally feeling bad, right? The body needs a certain amount of caloric intake to function at its best. And when I say function, again, that could be functions like your hormones, that could be functions like your metabolism, that could be functions like your energy, your brain's performance, so on and so forth. But the point is, you can't function optimally while eating 600 calories per day. And that brings me into the second topic, which is healthy fats, right? Healthy fats, that's a macronutrient where it helps to support our brain, our central nervous system, our hormonal balance, our vitamin absorption. A lot of those functions that happen behind the scenes that are really automated that you don't think about really depend on getting healthy fats in our diet day after day. And so when this client came to me and laid out that eating plan that they follow on a daily basis of, I'm eating one meal per day, it's either chicken tacos or chicken pasta, I knew immediately that, look, it's no coincidence that your energy is low and that you're not functioning at your best. Like, you're not getting enough calories or enough healthy fats. And so for us, I basically told that client that, look, we can get to the fat loss goals down the line, but the first month, as I said prior, is about creating some better eating habits. And so to solve for getting enough calories and enough healthy fats throughout the day, we basically implemented two rules going forward. The very first rule is having a smoothie at breakfast, right? So for this client, she reported that, hey, she's not very hungry throughout the day. She doesn't feel very hungry up until 7 p.m., which I sympathize with that, and I understand that, and I hear that. But again, the answer can't be we're going to eat 500 calories per day. We've got to get more calories from somewhere else. And to start her day, and I say start the day, but it could be breakfast, it could be lunch, but at some point before dinner, she's going to have a breakfast smoothie, a protein smoothie. And I chose a smoothie for a few reasons. Number one, It's easy to make. She can whip that up in about 30 seconds to a minute. Number two, it's light. So even if she feels not super hungry in the daytime, she can sip that smoothie progressively over time. And then number three, the smoothie allows us to put some more nutritious foods into her diet without it feeling like she has to make an entire meal. For example, again, if her dinner is tacos and pasta, off the bat, I know she's not eating any fruits throughout the day. While we can add fruits to the smoothie. If I know she's eating once per day and there's some chicken in that dinner, but not a lot, I already know she's probably deficient in protein. So we can put protein powder in the smoothie. So that first step, that first rule we created was in the daytime, she's gonna have a smoothie with protein, with fruits, all that good stuff in the daytime, even if it means she's gonna slowly sip on it throughout the day. Are you looking to bulk this summer? Looking to build lean, sustainable muscle mass? Want to build your butt, build your chest, build your arms? Whatever it is, if you're trying to build some lean muscle mass this summer, we have a free guide, a free ebook on Claw Athletics, the website. It is clawathletics.com/ebook. It comes with a full 4-day workout routine. It also comes with demonstration videos for every single workout in the program, and it'll teach you exactly how to set your macronutrient targets. And it's also going to tell you the why behind the workout side of it and the nutrition side of bulking and building lean mass. Again, that is clawathletics.com/ebook. The guide is completely free. Let's go execute. The second rule we put into place was we have to solve for dietary fats, for healthy fats. And so I basically asked her, I gave her maybe 8 different options of healthy fats and had her pick her 3 favorites. We found out that for her 3 favorites were avocados, pistachios, and salmon. So next time she goes to the grocery store, she's going to buy those 3 things. And the basic rule was, listen, if you love tacos, if you love pasta, that's fine. Keep eating those. But we have to get some kind of healthy fats on the plate. And so that could mean having tacos, but on the side, a handful of pistachios. That could mean having tacos, but putting an avocado in each taco. That could mean having pasta, but instead of chicken, we'll make salmon instead. There's many options, but the basic rule was, you have to have some source of healthy fats at dinner every single day. And so that's a little bit different from my normal approach with most clients. Generally, I do take the more macronutrient numerical approach, but I knew off the bat that, again, with this client, if she's eating 1 meal per day, it's a few tacos or pasta. I knew off the bat that before we even start talking about the numbers and the calculations and all that good stuff, we've got to be getting more calories in per day, and we've got to be getting more healthy fats in per day in order for her overall body to function. And so we put those 2 rules in place. Every day she's going to have a smoothie with fruits and protein in it, and every day her dinner is going to have some healthy fats involved in it no matter what, because again, that's a nice, easy starting point. Instead of her having to change everything overnight, she has 2 rules to focus on for this first month. And then if she nails those 2 rules, in month 2, we reevaluate. My guess is once she starts getting, again, a more healthy amount of calories in and healthy fats in every single day, my guess is she's going to start seeing some weight loss in that first month just because her body is functioning at a more optimal level. But even if she doesn't, at least in month 2, we can optimize from a healthier starting point. And so that was a case study of that one client, but I would invite you to do the exact same exercise. If you're somebody who feels like, hey, I don't eat that much, but at the same time, I'm not really losing weight like I want to, and I don't feel energized, I feel sluggish, I would invite you to either track your foods in MyFitnessPal for a full week, or just do the simple exercise that we did, which was sit down and really think about and map out, what do I eat on a day-to-day basis? And ask those questions. Am I getting enough calories? Am I getting enough healthy fats? Am I getting enough protein? If any of those answers are no, then before you even worry about trying to get the right numbers, the right formula, I would start by solving for whatever that deficiency is. And so that was one client as a case study. I hope it helps you. But the takeaway is, if you're not eating enough, start asking those questions. Am I getting enough calories, protein, healthy fats? If not, then you know where to start. For more health conversations, please consider subscribing to the podcast and follow me on Instagram at Coach Corey Lawson. But remember, it is not enough to just listen, nor is it enough to just scroll. You must take action, because nothing works unless you do the work. Go execute. Until next time, peace.